Hi, I'm Charlize.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Ellie. And for our podcast, we decided to ask people what the craziest thing that they've done for love was. I got this idea while watching an episode of Grey's Anatomy where a patient was donating a kidney for her crush, and it got me curious as to what other extremes people would go to.
We asked a couple of people we knew personally, but the majority of our survey were strangers. To get our data, we went to the Topanga Mall and asked people or workers our question.
Additionally, we plan on asking people we know, such as like our moms or family friends, because I think that people are going to be more open when they know someone with sharing their story, because like, I don't know, when you kind of go up to a random stranger and ask kind of like a personal question, I feel like they're more hesitant to respond rather than someone who clearly trusts and know you.
The selection was random as we got responses from men and women, ages ranging from 18 to 60, and this kind of shows like how extreme one can be, like no matter the age or gender. So we're gonna see like at the end of this if the older the person is, if they have more experience, and like if they have a better story, or if they're younger and they have a better story. Okay, so we're at the mall right now, and we're gonna go into Nordstrom first because I feel like mostly older people shop there, so we can get a few opinions from there and then move on to the rest of the mall for different ages.
And I'm excited to hear what the people have to say. I feel like it'll be very interesting. We'll get some interesting stories. And since workers normally come up to us first, I feel like we'll target them the most and ask them the questions.
Yeah, because we don't usually go up to normal people, so it's kind of like out of our element, but it should be good.
What was the craziest thing you've done for love?
When I was in Kauai with my then boyfriend at the time, who's now my husband, he begged me to go snorkeling with him because he's never been snorkeling. The weather was treacherous, but I agreed to anyway. But I got very sick from doing it, and I ended up throwing up the rest of the day. So that's love, if you hear it.
The craziest thing I ever did for love was after 30 days, my husband and I tattooed each other's names on our body. Then he proposed to me after 60 days, and then at 9 months we eloped to Vegas and we secretly got married, and we've been together 10 years and we have 3 kids now. So
I've moved from one city to another city for love.
The craziest thing I've done for love was when I was suspicious of my ex cheating. I drove around the girl's house that I thought he was cheating on me with, and I caught them because he arrived at her house in his car, and they had just came back from a day together. And I parked my car, I got out of the car, and I asked both of them if they were with each other, and he said that they weren't, right in my face, even though I caught them.
Going through labor to bring my daughter into this world because she's my everything, she's the greatest thing ever, and it was obviously a labor of love to get her into this world. I was in labor for 19 hours, so yeah.
The craziest thing I've done for love was to move from St. Louis, Missouri to California, and then we broke up and I'm still here 5 years later.
So it's not the craziest thing I've done for love, but someone that was in love with me did something really crazy. I was in a relationship with my boyfriend at the time, and we had broken up, and he was very, very upset, and he was being very possessive, and he wouldn't give up, and he kept calling me over and over again and just completely emotionally out of control. So when he flew to Atlanta to take a break and be with his family, I thought, okay, great, everything would be okay now until he settles down. But he got worse for him, so he took a flight out to LA one night, came over to my apartment in West Hollywood, painted a broken heart on my tree in front of the apartment complex, and jumped back on a plane and went back to Atlanta.
Even though I knew it was toxic and I should have left, I stayed just because I was with him for a while and I loved him, and yeah.
I spent over $700 on Christmas presents and got basically a card in return. So,
yeah. Craziest thing I did for love was for the love I had for my girlfriend at the time, who now is my wife over 27 years. She had called me on April Fool's early in the morning, and I didn't know it. You know, I got home late. She called me saying that her grandmother had fallen into the pool and she's drowning. And I'm 15 minutes away, so I got up in my boxers, got into my car, and drove nonstop going through. I didn't stop at any red lights. I was driving on sidewalks. I got pulled over by the cops. I told them the situation that my grandmother's drowning. He gave me a police escort. I told him where I'm going. He gave me a police escort to my girlfriend's house. I'm knocking on the door. She opens the door and says, "April Fools." And I put my hand behind my back. I thought I was going to get arrested. I turned around and the cop had gone away because he saw that I gave him the right address. But I think that's the craziest thing I did for the love I had for my girlfriend. But she never pulled the prank on me. After that, that was it. That was the last.
Okay, so it's about a week later, and we are currently looking back on the interviews that we did. And I think I have to say that my favorite one was the last one that we did, which is the guy with the long hair, and he was talking about how, what was it, his grandma drowned or something.
Yeah, like a prank pulled on him.
I shouldn't laugh.
And he, like, broke the law for it.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I think that
was
pretty
extreme.
Cool. And just like, I mean, I know you guys couldn't see it, but I think it was pretty cool because you don't expect that coming from like a guy who looked like him. He had like long brown hair and like, I think he had like a mustache or something.
Yeah, he's very like hardcore
it was very
looking.
Like,
yeah, but like, I mean, he broke the law for it, so I guess you would.
That was definitely the most extreme one we had.
Yeah, it was cool though.
Yeah, I also like, I think that one was my favorite too, but I really liked how, this one woman, like, she just kind of, like, made the love more about, like, conventionally rather than about a specific, a significant other. And I think that was really cool because it just kind of showed, like, it can be for anyone. And that doesn't have to be just for, like, someone you love, like, romantically.
So this challenge really pushed us all because it made us go out of our comfort zone a lot. And normally I don't really go up to people a lot and I'm just, like, not that type of person, so it really pushed me, and it got me to meet new people, and it was really interesting, like, hearing all the stories, and it was actually, like, a really cool experience, and I would do it again.